Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for joining me on Comic Talk today. I am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for March 13th, 2020. Oh, and this is going to be a weird episode. Okay, so let's first apologize because my day job schedule is something to be reckoned with, and this episode is likely going up late. How late depends on which platform you're listening. The audio stuff is going up tonight, so it's technically on time, just a couple hours late, whereas the video stuff is probably going up tomorrow, so this is by and large, there's probably a lot more coronavirus updates, not gonna lie. As I was sitting down to film, I got another update, so we're gonna talk about all of that stuff in the episode. Let's first start with TV streaming and more OneNote nonsense. So we have a really big update from the WWE. Don't really talk about wrestling here on the channel very much, but this is sizable and a very large swath of the nerd community really enjoys wrestling because, yeah, I don't know. So we're gonna cover this just because it's fairly significant. So we have official announcement from WWE that Raw, SmackDown, and the upcoming WrestleMania all will be happening. There is one caveat. They will not be happening with a live in-studio or in-warehouse or however you want to say that audience. They will be happening very likely at their Orlando training facility. So they will be filmed and they will be broadcast and streamed and all that jazz. You just won't be able to be in the building with the wrestlers. Now, that being said, there is one quasi-exception to this in that the Fox Sports Network, because Fox has a deal with WWE that they cover all of the wrestling like it's a real sport, because again, what? So FS1, which is one of the Fox Sports networks that has a wrestling show, it's an analysis show, I believe, called Backstage. The Backstage program has been postponed for at least a week. So they will return at the end of the month, it sounds like, assuming everything goes as planned and they have protocols set in place, if not the actual fears of the coronavirus have started dying down by then. So that is the one caveat there. And then continuing on, the same company that owns Warner Brothers, the same company that owns the WWE also obviously owns the XFL. Vince McMahon is a crazy, crazy human being and has made a statement concerning the XFL saying that the rest of the season has been canceled. The players who are part of the XFL league are going to be paid their minimums as well as their bonuses. I don't know how that works exactly. If you're not on TV, then you're not getting ad revenue, and ad revenue generally is what bonuses go for, but again, Vince McMahon is bonkers. So XFL says the rest of this season will be canceled. However, this is not to be mistaken for the cancellation of the league. We will return in 2021 and, quote, future years. So that is the state of things for the WWE. And now let's move away from the coronavirus and talk about Ozzy Osbourne, who is going to be on television again with his wife Sharon on The Conners. The episode that is set to air March 17th will have Ozzy and Sharon guesting as themselves. To what degree, I was uncertain. Everything says that it's not going to be a cameo. It is going to be a guest starring role. So they'll be there to, like, a good portion of the episode, probably have some sort of heavy play in the story for that episode. But by and large, probably not going to come back for another episode. It'll be really cool to see Ozzy in that situation, in a scripted situation, instead of whatever happened to the Osbournes. That is all we have for television, though the movies section has some TV stuff in it, but you'll see what I mean when we get to it. First, though, we're talking about movies. And again, we're hitting all of the same notes that we've been hitting for this whole episode, in that let's actually hold off on that, because the coronavirus is, I put that a little bit further down in the notes. First off, we're talking about Spider-Man. We got an announcement from Sony that there is going to be another Spider-Man spin-off movie the Spider-Man adjacent, as I like to say. This time they're bringing in Roberto Orci, I believe is how you pronounce his last name, who was one of the writers on The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I don't know why The Amazing Spider-Man movies get so much hate. Probably because I don't read a whole lot of Spider-Man and just really enjoyed that they were, you know, moderately well-made movies. Anyway, Roberto would imagine Spanish, so Orci, perhaps. He's going to be writing a spin-off movie, a Spider-Man-adjacent movie, and some of the rumor, and this is speculation involved with this official announcement, but some of the speculation about this says this is not going to be directly tied into Spider-Man. This is just going to be one of those Spider-Man related characters that Sony has rights to, but in comic books doesn't really factor into the Spider-Man story as much anymore, or really ever. But again, that's all speculation. I would have put that in rumors, but it's so closely knit to this piece, it just made sense. So yeah, that's what we've got for Spider-Man. Next, we have a Bloodshot thing, and the Bloodshot, as you know, opens today as I'm filming this. Actually, technically opened last night, because that was Thursday night. So Vin Diesel has officially come out and said that the hope from Sony and him, I would imagine, because he would be capitalizing on this as well, is that this Bloodshot movie will be opening the door to a future Valiant movie universe. It sounds like that might be the case, judging by the early numbers from yesterday's opening. 1.2 million is not a horrible Thursday. I mean, it's not the best Thursday, but it's also a really weak time in box office sales right now. So, I don't know. That might be a pretty strong showing considering the time that it's being released. Only the next 3-4 days are going to be very, very key in this. If they do well this weekend, then very likely we will see another Bloodshot movie and maybe an Exo Man of War movie and other Valiant comics as well be turned into movies, which could actually be kind of cool, I'm not going to lie. Some really bonkers storytelling in Valiant comics, Exo Man of War notwithstanding. So it'd be interesting to see how they translate those stories into movies that are then digestible by the masses, because really the comic books are rough to read if you don't have a crazy imagination or you're not really hardcore into comic books. So that is the case. All right, so now we're talking about the coronavirus. And coronavirus, I've just got a list of things. We have movies getting postponed left and right. We have TV shows being, their productions being postponed, other movies that are early in production that aren't yet filming necessarily, those are being postponed. We have just a list of things to go through, so I'm just going to try and do this as quickly as I can. First off, we have movies that are set to be released. The release has been postponed for Mulan, New Mutants, Antlers, Fast and Furious 9, which has been pushed back by almost a full year. That is the only one so far that I have, that has a set date for the re-release after the postponement. Everything else is just being pushed, aside from Bond. We've already covered Bond. So Fast and Furious, A Quiet Place 2, Peter Rabbit 2, The Lovebirds, first day with the new tongue, I'm sorry. The Lovebirds and Blue Story are all set to be released, and all of those release dates are being pushed back to an undisclosed date. Again, aside from Fast and Furious 9. Things that are in production that the production is being halted or postponed or pushed back are as follows. Shang-Chi, the new movie Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Carnival Row, The Flash, the live-action Little Mermaid reboot, the Home Alone reboot, the Nightmare Alley movie from Disney, Peter Pan and Wendy, Shrunk, the new Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movie, and Riverdale, all in production. All of their productions are being postponed. And also a follow-up, because we talked in the comic books section previously, or the comics and literature section previously, about WonderCon, and then in the gaming section about E3. Both of those, as as I made the video last time and then posted the very that evening and then the following day, these two announcements were made. One was WonderCon has been postponed indefinitely and E3 has been outright canceled. We will get into more E3 stuff in the gaming section. I just wanted to put the bulk of it here because we were talking about coronavirus, trying to knock as much of that out as possible. And then our final piece of news for movie section actually also is not coronavirus related. So thank you for that. Space Jam 2 has gone through some rumors and some things have happened in the last little bit. And now we have a leak. So this is an official leak. We're going to only talk very, very briefly. If you listened to the rumors in previous episodes about this movie, then this is kind of confirmation for some of those. It seems like it's a behind the scenes video that has leaked from the set. I don't exactly know what it is. Link in the description so you can check it out, but I don't know how this leaked or what this video came from, but it is an official from the studio leak. The studio didn't leak it. Somebody leaked it that was in the studio where they were showing this little bit of film, and it shows us some behind the scenes stuff of what's going on at filming Space Jam, and we see the mask, we see Voldemort, we see some very interesting things going on behind the scenes, a couple of more basketball players, so we get some confirmation beyond LeBron James. I didn't know who any of them were. I really didn't care to put that in the notes because sports. So looks very interesting. Also looks like at least a portion of that rumor slash quote unquote leak that we had a week ago was true, was absolutely true. So this is going to be a giant WB verse quote unquote style movie. It's not just going to be Looney Tunes. It's going to be everything Warner Brothers has. They're throwing that and the kitchen sink in. Could be good. Very more likely, though, is going to be kind of a dumpster fire, is my fear. But that is all we have for movies. Now we're getting into the rumor mill, and there's a couple of really juicy ones, but there's not a whole lot to talk about rumor mill-wise, so let's just get into it real quick and get it over with. First up, we have new rumor about the Flash movie, the Flashpoint movie that they're doing with Ezra Miller. We've talked previously about the fact that they're considering regendering Eobard Thawne, aka Reverse Flash. So theoretically, we could be getting a female Reverse Flash. If it's a Flashpoint story, that kind of excuses all of the issues that surround that idea of regendering or re-racing, changing the race of a character, of an established character. So yeah, that's what it is. This new rumor, though, is that we're going to be, not only are we going to be seeing Mirror Master in the Flashpoint movie, but also it very likely could also be a female playing that character. Again, Flashpoint, doing crazy things with the multiverse. Who cares? Potentially the most exciting thing of this entire episode is Silent Hills. That's right, the game that once was PT that was going to become Silent Hills, and then Konami and Kojima decided that they didn't like each other one stinking bit. They split ways, the game never saw the light of day. Kojima went on to work with Guillermo del Toro on a different project for his personal production company, which then became Death Stranding. Also, Norman Reedus, who was going to star in Silent Hills, was the star of Death Stranding, as we all know at this point, because Death Stranding is one of the best games from the last year. So all of that having gone down, now we've covered the rumor from last week saying that, well, there's going to be an announcement next week. Here we are next week, and no official announcement was made, even though that tweet came directly from Kojima and company, though there are a number of rumors going around the industry saying that Konami is getting back into the gaming industry, not just the gambling gaming, but actual video games once again, and they're going to be doing not one, but two two Silent Hill games, first being a reboot of the franchise altogether, and second being the Konami and Guillermo del Toro and Norman Reedus project Silent Hills. All of these things are being rumored, and they're coming from very legitimate sources that this very well has legs. So yes, industry insiders are saying that these talks are legitimately happening between Konami and Kojima, but there's an interesting element that's added into this, in that Sony Gaming is being the mediator between those two parties, because Sony knows how big the demand is for this game, because they know that their people are selling their PlayStation 4s online that have the PT demo on them still. Those are going for thousands of dollars because of how popular that PT demo was. So Sony says, hey guys, we need to figure this out because there is a lot of money here that we are all missing out on. That is the rumor, though. If anything comes from this, we will definitely be talking about it because, yes, please. And then our final piece for the entire episode is also Kojima Productions related, and it is Death Stranding. There has been a rumor that just started hitting that is super vague, saying that we are going to be getting some sort of new something for Death Stranding by the end of the year. I really wish there was more to it than that, because if this is like DLC, we get additional playable content for Death Stranding, how incredible would that be? If this is just a new skin for the character, if this is maybe we're getting the head crab on the PlayStation as well, not just on the PC version, that's a little lame. So I feel like the vagueness could be whoever is leaking this or whoever is trying to, you know, stir up media hype is kind of shooting them in the foot at this point. But something for Death Stranding is going to be happening sometime between now and December 31st. So yeah, it's kind of a weak one to go out on, but that's what we got. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com to see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. And then subscribe on your favorite podcast platform of choice. But if you want to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus much more nerd news and other nerdy action, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.